Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of the Sound Heart Radio. In this morning's show, I will be discussing the reality of the persecution of believing ones, that is, those individuals who are part of the church, that is, the called out ones, those who are actively engaged in and the teaching of the Word of God within the cosmos. And so it is imperative to understand the inherent opposition that the cosmos system has toward the Word of God. Well, why is that? Why is there this inherent opposition? Well, the Word of God teaches the love of God for mankind. And the Word of God also teaches the reality of sin and what sin has done to the world. In other words, sin has ruined God's creation, God, and sin has ruined mankind. And so therefore, mankind is in need of a redeemer because of what sin has done to the world. And so sin is lack of conformity or non-conformity to the character of God. And so sin is an inherent part of the cosmic system, and the experience, and therefore the experience of those human beings who have not been born anew through the Spirit of God. In Ephesians chapter 2, beginning in verse 1, Paul speaks of those who were dead, speaking to believing ones, speaking of their past, he said that ye were dead in trespasses and sins. But now that is no more true, because these individuals have been born by the Spirit of God, and so they are now of the family of God. And so Jesus told his disciples in the Gospel of John while they were in the upper room for his passion and crucifixion about their relationship with him and his relationship with them. And he wanted believing ones, he wanted the apostles to understand their relationship with him, how powerful it was, is, and they would be the ones who would tell the world about what God accomplished through the finished work of Christ. Now, Jesus wanted the disciples to understand that this message, this good news, would not be received by all, but there would be some who would receive this message of God's salvation. then there would be others who would reject that message. And not only would they reject God's message of salvation, they would stand in active, virulent opposition to those who heralded the gospel. So Jesus wanted his disciples to know. He was going, Jesus himself was going to experience an incredible magnitude of suffering that we cannot imagine. The disciples would scatter. The shepherd would be smitten, and the sheep scattered. And they scattered. They scattered for a while, but they would come back. God would gather them. They would scatter because of the horrific violence that they would see perpetrated against the person of Jesus. So these men run. But then Jesus, their post-resurrection ministry, would meet them, and they would see Jesus in his resurrection body. Now, his resurrection body was different from the body of ministry. So, resurrection body, eternal resurrection body. Now, Jesus still manifested, though, of the wounds that he received during his passion and crucifixion. But in John chapter 1, we read that the disciples, John said that we investigated painstakingly the empirical evidence of the person of Christ. John wrote that we have of you to investigation. So we palped him, we touched him, we know that he knows mere apparition. It was not the spirit that was the collective ascent to some experience. Jesus appeared in the body to his disciples. The reality of the biblical message that this is the salvation without the resurrection, that there is none. But this thing becomes a religion because of the resurrection of Jesus. Disciples are, and Jesus said to them before his passion, crucifixion, that they were to tarry at Jerusalem until they be endowed with power from on high. So in the book of Acts, we read that the disciples on the day of Pentecost, the Spirit of God came upon this man to prepare them for their ministry, to prepare them for the impact that they would have upon the world. So you see this, how different they were. At the end of John's Gospel, Peter said, "I go fishing." The other said, "Yes, we're going to come follow you." Then Jesus' post-resurrection ministry, he had to go after Peter, because Peter was the leader, and Jesus was to use Peter to open doors to heaven on Pentecost, with Peter would deliver this incredible, magnificent sermon about what God through the august person of Jesus. Peter, who has denied him, has been brought back by Jesus. If you remember at the beginning of John's Gospel, Simon is given you name Petros, which means rock. And so Jesus is the nickname motif to show that God does not need to wait for time to unfold to develop before he gives notices. He knows our hearts, he knows who we are. So he can make that beginning that we will understand that God knows us because God will finish and always finishes when he starts. He who hath begun a good work continues all to Jesus. But believing who have been called of God to share the Evangelion, the gospel, the power of will be persecuted for their faith. In John 16:33, Jesus said this: "These things have I spoken unto you, that in me, that is in the sphere of me, within the sphere of me, you might have peace," or rest. "But I have rest," Jesus. He goes on. "In the world, that is, in the cosmos, you shall have." There's just not speak of a possibility or probability, but you will certainly have. "In the world, in the cosmos, you will have Philips." I know the old King James Version speaks of tribulation. This word, the listen, means to crush. It is a very powerful word. It is to crush. And for literally, we can translate it, "In the cosmos, you shall be in tight places, or you shall be in distress. The world, you shall be in distress." Why? Because of who you are, you belong to Jesus. Jesus said, "They hated me without the cross." But believing ones have take this wonderful message of salvation, of salvation through Jesus Christ. There will be those who receive the gospel of Jesus, and who will be saved. But then Jesus goes on to, "In the world you shall have tribulation, be in tight places, but be of good cheer. Have super overcome the I have super overcome the cosmos. Therefore, because he has superior from the cosmos, we will prevail through Jesus." We prevail through his magnificent power that is available to us. And Paul talks about the resurrected power of Jesus that each believer has available so that we might do God's will. This Good morning. My name is Dr. Josiah Richie. God bless you.